on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Let's have some fun with this question that I saw. What's the most ridiculous thing that you believed as a kid? All right. Like, as a kid, you were horrified over this and you were like, oh my gosh. And like, you look back now, you're like, why did I believe that? Our kid brains are so weird. I mean, how else would we know any better? I mean, we were kids.
It's the imagination.
Yeah. Like, how we didn't, especially if we grew up without the internet, like, we couldn't Google things. We just had to believe like what we saw in front of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what is the most ridiculous thing that you believed as a kid? I'll read some of these that I was reading online. I genuinely believe that if I dug deep enough in the backyard, I could reach the other side of the world, which I also did believe. My brother used to dig these big holes. I'm like, we're gonna be in China.
That's cool.
Like, there's, if we keep going, we're gonna totally be in China. I believe that when you when the luggage went into the conveyor belt at the airport, that your luggage would be on the other destination of like where you're going.
Just
yeah, so yeah, like, you know, it would go in one side and it'd come out the other side, which that's really cool. I believe that, or I was convinced that the moon followed our car everywhere.
Yeah, because you can always see it.
Because it had a crush on my mom.
Wait, stop. How sweet. Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
I believe that when people died in the movies, they died in real life, and I never understood why an actor would take a part in a movie knowing they'd be killed during the filming.
Wait, that's actually hilarious.
All right, so what about you? 410-583-1065, Jessica.
I genuinely believed that a shark would be able to swim through like the bottom. What is it? Like the hole at the bottom of the pool at my nana and tata's house. And
I felt like
if I went into the deep end, that it 100% could come out and get me. And I think it was like, I didn't even watch Jaws as a kid, but I remember my grandparents had it on the TV, so I saw clips of it. And so after I went into their backyard to go swimming, I felt like if I went to the deep end, a shark was going somehow. How would a huge like great white literally fit through like the little bottom hole of the deep end? But I thought it was like going to come out and get me.
But how would it not?
I don't know.
Like in your kid brain, like one water was like, how was it different than
like
any other body?
Like that they could somehow access, you know? Like the pool that I was at.
It didn't make any difference, you know? It's all like water is water, you know? Hey, Mix, good morning. Who's this?
This is Malik. How are you?
Hey, we're good. Okay, so what did you... It's ridiculous to think about now, but what's the ridiculous thing that you believed as a kid?
I believe that my mother of six children was untouched. I was defending her honor on the playground, telling people that my mother would never... I wasn't allowed in health class, so I was, you know, a little, I got put in bicycle safety, and it wasn't until the sixth grade where you didn't need a permission slip anymore, and my mouth was just open watching this video. I'm like, what is going on? And I'll never forget, Gregory Burks from across the room was like, hey, Malik, what do you think about your mother now? And I started sobbing, and I said, my mother's a whore. I was crying in health class for years. I was like, no, she would never. Like, we had this rule, no hug, no kiss, no touch. And six kids. Not like one or two, six of them. And I could not look her in the face for a week.
Malik, I'm dead right now. Malik,
no,
oh my God. Hang on
okay.
1 second. Okay, we need to spend more time on this story. Okay, more time than we have right now, but we're gonna take the time on this. So you, in elementary school, you thought that your mother, like, how'd this even come up? So you, like you were just like, oh, my mother is very pure. Were you brought up, like, very... religious, or like what was the context here?
We were a very religious family, very no PDA.
Okay.
And it just, you know, happened that health class came along, and so you had to have a permission slip, and she always said no, and she put me in the bicycle safety class. So everyone thought I was a little...
How did you think that you and your siblings came about?
Jesus.
I don't know. I just figured it was a gift from God. Like, I just, you know.
Or like in the Grinch, you know, when they fall from the sky, the babies.
A lot of logical options. Stork, I mean, there was plenty of options of where you could have come
from.
You're
like, the six of us just appeared.
Right.
That's what happened.
My priority was defending that honor. And
right.
I was,
your mother would never do something so terrible.
I was so disappointed when I found out. Like, I couldn't talk to her for weeks. And she's like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I know. I know now what you did. And she thought it was the funniest thing in the whole world. And I'm like, I got beat up because of you. Like, people were making fun of me because I swore that you were, like, so pure and innocent.
It's okay.
And you had six of us. Like,
it wasn't like two or three.
And that's okay.
You had sex at least six times, Mom. Like, how in the world did I explain this to my friends?
Six times. So,
I don't know how we're going to beat this delay.
Are you okay?
I wish we were taking your story last.
Yeah,
I don't know where to go from here.
I am now. But that day, I will never forget. I was just like, this ruined my whole world.
Honestly, no. I don't know that we'll be able to forget this day, Malik, because that's quite the story.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.